Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, I'm Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, and this show is a celebration of baby boomer women who are embracing life as we grow older. But we know that life can definitely have its challenges as we age, especially in the romance department. And that's where today's guest comes in. Lisa Copeland is a leading internationally recognized love coach and dating expert for women over 50. She's the Amazon best-selling author of the go-to resource. It's called The Winning Dating Formula for Women Over 50, and she has shared her expertise on numerous major media outlets. But Lisa's joining us today to tell us some of her top tips on how we women over 50 can meet and attract the kind of men we want. This sounds like a super topic. So welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Lena. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I'm thrilled. We are going to exchange some pretty helpful information. I know that. But I want to start out by congratulating you on the success of the book. And I really think it's a real resource people can turn to because, boy, it does get tougher when we're, you know, through divorce or widowhood or some other reason we find ourselves single. But before we get into your tips, I'd like to hear and have you share a little bit about your personal background and what led you to become a love and dating expert.
Oh, sure, for women over 50. That's all I work with, are women over 50. So, I had a long first marriage, 24 years. We just grew apart. We had kids together. And then I got into a second marriage that was totally based on chemistry about, I'd say, 3 years after the first marriage ended. And that marriage, that second marriage, only lasted 2 years. And I came out of it. I also had a relationship between marriages, too, because I didn't know what I was doing. You know, I was just I was just out there trying to date. I know I cried a lot, and I felt rejected a lot, and I just didn't know what I was doing. So I had that second marriage happen, and when I came out of it, I went looking for a coach to help me, looking for someone specific to helping women in their 50s, and there was no one out there. There were a lot of young coaches, a lot of young men and women, and I thought, dang, they're not going to know what it's like to date. At this age, our bodies are different, our minds are different, our souls are different. And I called my sister crying and saying, I'm doomed to never being in a relationship again. And she laughed. She said, yes, you will.
Aww.
You can figure this out. And I did. And my friends started to say, why are you having so much fun and we hate dating? And I began sharing some tools with them. And then they started to have fun. And then I ran across a statistic of how many marriages in our age group were ending. And it was like shocking.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe I don't want women to suffer the way I suffered. It was horrible. And that's what led me to creating this business. I help women feel honored for who they are now, and I help them honor themselves as well as empower them with tools and skills and support so that they can get what they want, and that is that companionship. But that can show up in lots of ways nowadays.
Yeah, but boy, I mean, to have someone who personally has been there, and you just shared, you know, your story, but someone who can kind of step back and be a, you know, unconditional positive regard coach too, you know, really help you through a very, very tough time, because suddenly finding yourself single for one reason or another, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship, it's tough. So, and I do want to get to some of these tools and tips, but again, one more little tiny variation from that is a look at the challenges, because I think that's helpful to think about right up front. So being older, of course, our bodies are changing and all, but what are some of the other challenges that as older daters we can expect to encounter?
Well, I think a lot of women worry about whether men will like them or not at this age, and I will tell you they do. And by the way, I offer a free free gift on my website called The Five Little Known Secrets for Finding a Quality Man After 50. And that is at findaqualityman.com. And that will help you see places you can find men, because that's another challenge too. Women say to me, where do I find a man? So I'd say those are two of the biggest challenges that women face. Will men like them, or will they only want younger women? Where to find men? And that free ebook will help you to get some good ideas, help motivate you and inspire you.
Well, and too, first off, just some real practical advice on where to go to find, you know, these potential partners or companions or however you want to put it. I mean, that is just an example of some of the practical advice you can offer. But there's also, I mean, we're talking about women feeling different about ourselves at a certain age. What are some ways that we might be able to understand men who are our age and a little bit older? They've changed over their lifetime too. So what are some tips you might be able to give us that we could relate to a more mature gentleman?
So how we go through menopause, men kind of go through a form of menopause as well. It's an emotional form. They don't have to suffer the hot flashes like we did, but they go through a life-changing time too, where they're changing what they want and who they want to be in this next half of life. And at this time, they really want to be with a woman at their side who they can make happy. And one of the problems, I think one of the biggest challenges for us in the era we grew up in, is we were more taught to step on men to get ahead and to just keep pushing through. We were also taught to overgive. And when we push through and we overgive, we end up emasculating men. And that was, I used to say I emasculated men like it was my job, because I didn't know that I was doing that. they were just coming from, they come from a place of being your hero, and we as women come from a place of community. So there is a disconnect in the language we speak in here. So when you can let a man feel needed or do for you without criticizing and with just being appreciative of that he did it, it can really change things. I think that's the biggest thing. Men feel very underappreciated by women because we have the book of how to do everything, and it's not always the way a guy's going to do it. And we second-guess them, and we actually end up training them to stop giving to us because they feel like they'll never do it right.
Boy, that is important information to share, Lisa, because I'm kind of, while you were talking, thinking of my own career, you know, my own. But, I mean, we were the first generation that really hit the gender wars, and they were wars, you know, and so there were so many mixed messages, and we don't, you know, it's just, we're still suffering the mixed messages. But there are basic biological and emotional needs, I think, that each sex or each gender has, and I think that's really, really wise information. So that in mind, we know where to find them now. How do we make that first connection? What are some secrets you could give us about how, you know, we're at the right place at the right time, but how do we, you know, how does it all happen? How does the magic happen?
How does magic happen? Well, I always, with my clients, have magic happen by helping them get a really clear vision of the right man for them. Because what often happens is we are reattracted to the same man over and over again that we've been always been attracted to. That's what feels familiar to us. So my clients all have to create a template called a quality man template, which helps them identify their old type and identify their new type who's going to make them happy now. And one of the things that will really help. Oh, you were going to say something. Did you have a question?
Oh no, I just said wow, because you're absolutely right. What, you know, I mean, they don't need to be as cute as I might have wanted them younger. You know, I mean, there's a whole lot of things that change with the years.
They do change, and the problem is oftentimes we're dating in our 20s versus where we are now. We're looking for the hot guy, the cute guy. And what we really need is a good guy who's going to be supportive of us, who's going to be there for us through the ups and downs of life, who can make us laugh, who could be our companion, you know, a lover, a friend. That's what we really want. But oftentimes we'll go online, and men do this too, and they think, everybody looks so old. Well, we do too. You know, you do too. It's just, and everybody, we look younger than like our grandparents looked, but we're definitely aging. And my son kind of put that in perspective for me once when before Facebook, my high school reunion happened. I wasn't able to go. I don't live in the same city, and pictures came out. And I'm looking at these people, and I'm thinking, God, they look like their parents did, how I remember their parents looking. And I called my son up, and I said, how old do you think these people are? And this was when I was in my 40s. And he said, later 40s. And I said, do I look like them? And he said, no comment, Mom. And, you know, people tell, and even my kids say to me, you look really good. So we don't see our own aging process or even our closest friends because we see it all the time. And that's why it's so shocking online when we see people with gray hair and white hair. And we just are like, oh, my God, everyone looks so old. But they're not. They're our same age. And it's really important to get clear, to get past those looks and to find out who they really are. Because looks don't make you happy in the long run. It's what's
underneath. Oh boy, are you?
Well.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't mean to step on the last of your sentence,
okay.
But I'm aware of the time, which is unfortunately going by way too quickly. But one thing too, I have to ask you, and then you know, I do want to make sure everybody knows where to find you because you are going to be. I'm sure you already are one busy lady, but. Okay, so we've done this. We've looked past the looks and all that, but here we go on the first date we've been on in 30 years. Mm-hmm. What the heck do we do? How do we act now?
You want to be yourself. Like, it could be scary because we're putting ourselves in a place of potential rejection. So what you really want to do is you want to come from a place of honoring you and empowering you. And you want to have that clear vision and you want to feel good about yourself. So show up on a date in clothes that make you feel good. Don't go in clothes that you feel that don't fit right or any of that because it will just take away your confidence. And then just go on a date to meet someone new and interesting. No outcome to it. Ask interesting questions. I give all my clients my 35 best first date questions. And there's lots of questions on there that are beyond what's your job, do you have kids, that kind of stuff, that can make it more interesting and help you get to know someone better in a better way. And if you go into it of, you know, I'm just meeting someone new and interesting, you get to choose whether if he asks you out again, whether you want to go. But I also want you to remember this mantra. I teach this to clients too. He's never rejecting you. What he's rejecting is you do not fit the idea of who he thinks he wants. And we do that to men as well. They just don't fit who we think we want. And so we say bye-bye. So it's that is really helpful. That mantra has saved me many times back in the day, and it has saved a lot of my clients. And then going to meet someone new and interesting, it takes the pressure off.
Oh, boy, Lisa, that, I mean, here we've just touched on some of the top things, and I really hope you'll consider coming back on at some later day because this is important information. I'm thrilled to be able to share with my audience and our listeners because, I mean, because, boy, if you haven't been out there for a while and he doesn't call you back, I can see just going into one funk, what's wrong with me? I'm too old. Mm-hmm. I'm too fat. I'm too thin. I'm too, you know, whatever. And so just kind of, you know, putting that, you know, that buffer in there, just, okay, well, maybe he's looking for something different. Isn't not, it has anything to do with me. I mean, it's great. But okay,
mm-hmm.
now let's get to your fabulous website. You've mentioned it a couple of times. Where can our listeners go to find you? And then, of course, check out this book, check out your service. It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for a lot of women over 50.
Well, they can come to my website again. It's findaqualityman.com. And the ebook is The 5 Little Known Secrets for Finding Quality Men. It's a great place to start. It'll help inspire you. And if you decide you want to know more about me, go to the bottom of the page and apply to set up. If you, not just about me, but how I can help you is really what it is. If you want to know how I can help you, go to the bottom of that same page on findaqualityman.com, the homepage, and there's a thing there to apply for a dating strategy session so we can talk about where you're at and how we can get you to where you want to be, because I really want women to feel good about this process and to feel like it is something that is fun, not dreaded, like we talked about earlier, and give them those tools to make and support to make it happen. And it can. I've seen it happen over and over.
Well, Lisa, on that very high, positive, and enthusiastic note, we'll have to close now. But I just want to thank you so much. This has really been important information. It sounds like you are a wonderful person to work with, and I encourage my listeners to check out your website, take a look at that, you know, at arranging for that that session about, you know, strategy session. It sounds wonderful, and you know, consider working with you because you know your stuff, Lisa.
I do, and thanks, Eileen, for what you do, because you're helping everyone become better people at this time in their lives.
Well, I appreciate that, and one of the ways to be better is to go find a quality man, so go to findaqualityman.com and see what you can do, and while you're at it, don't forget to go out there and show the world just how feisty and fabulous and loving a woman over 50 can be. This is Mary Eileen Williams at Feisty Side of 50 Radio, saying I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.